You are listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Vincent Manganelli in the Daily Mail reports that the Greene County Industrial Development Agency does use competitive bidding procedures, as a recent State Authorities Budget Office report recommends. A study by the State Authorities Budget Office released earlier in the month found municipal industrial development agencies that employ competitive bidding procedures when selecting service contracts incur lower project costs. In 2014, New York IDAs reported that only 32% of procurements used competitive bidding. In New York, 33 IDAs reported that they did not competitively select any contract procurements, while 10 did. Other government agencies did a bit better. Nonprofits defined as local authorities reported a 73% competitively selected procurement rate, while state authorities reported 65% and local authorities 57%. Quote, locally, the Rensselaer County IDA is among those that used a competitive selection process for its audit service contracts, resulting in a $203 cost per project for 60 projects. Compare that to the Albany County IDA, which did not use a competitive selection process and incurred a $393 cost per project for 15 projects, Hamilton writes. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Matthew Hamilton in the Albany Times-Union reports that State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli wrote a strongly worded letter to the head of the Federal Department of Transportation, asking officials to increase oil train safety measures. Quote, any train accident involving crude oil or other hazardous materials creates the risk of significant human trauma and disruption to communities, DiNapoli wrote in a seven-page letter to USDOT Secretary Anthony Fox. Quote, the possibility of an accident on the scale of the Lac Mégantic tragedy in Quebec is not only a significant hazard to New York residents and environmental resources, it is also a financial threat. A higher consequence incident would not only deplete the state's mechanism for funding cleanup of petroleum spills, but could also divert funding from other vital services, end quote. Currently, many oil trains race up and down alongside the Hudson River each day in the WGXC listening area. DiNapoli, as comptroller, oversees the State Environmental Protection and Spill Compensation Fund, which holds up to $40 million for spill-related disasters. He says filings from CSX and Canadian Pacific leave, quote, open questions about the company's insurance coverage for large-scale accidents. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. The Mid-Hudson News Network reports in the Daily Freeman that a report issued by Hudson Valley Pattern for Progress shows the local value in urban farming. The study, quote, recognizes that the demand is high, even in smaller cities like Beacon and Hudson, says Pattern Research Associate Rebecca De La Cruz. Farmers markets, community gardens, and local supermarkets, quote, can make urban centers more desirable living and working spaces by eliminating food insecurity and addressing the prevalence of food deserts. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Bill Mahoney in Politico New York reports that Zephyr Teachout leads in fundraising among not just the other four candidates in the June 28, 19th congressional district primary, but she also leads among all 174 congressional candidates in the state. Teachout took in $530,732 in contributions from January through March, according to the Federal Elections Commission reports. That is well ahead of her Democratic opponent, Will Yandick, who raised $259,670. Republicans in the district did not raise more than either Democrat. John Faso raised $220,441. Andrew Heaney raised $217,990. Bob Bishop raised $21,580. Sitting Assemblymember Pete Lopez, who stuck his toe in and out of the race, raised $405. Teachout was boosted by Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders, who sent out multiple fundraising emails asking for $2.70 donations split between him and Teachout. The 10,657 Teachout donors included actor Mark Ruffalo and five members of the Soros family. Republicans Faso and Heaney, who've been in the race longer, have more cash on hand than either Democrat at this time. Read the full story in Politico New York. This has been the WGXC News Update. You can read these stories and more by visiting the newsroom at wgxc.org.